ladies and gentlemen, the argument that you hear that this is going to save us money, I think, has some merit, to be honest with you. But we have another problem going on that's countervailing against that argument, and we have to acknowledge it. You see, heroin usage is spreading across our state. Tonight in St. Mary's County, there's going to be a public forum in Hollywood to discuss opioid abuse and heroin addiction. It's a big problem in the rural areas, and it's in Calvert. Mr. Speaker, talking to law enforcement in Calvert County, they tell me that the trafficking in heroin is going from Calvert to Annapolis and back to the rural areas. So it's in this capital city. It's all over this state. It's not limited to Baltimore City. And so the countervailing argument is this. If we're going to save money, this program is going to come to your county. It's going to come to every county in the state if the measure, and the only measure, is to save money. And you want to see a political uproar? Bring free needle programs to every county in this state. Bring free needle programs to every county in this state and watch the people go ballistic. I would urge you to vote red on this, to send a statement. We got to eradicate heroin abuse in our state and not save money by giving free needles to heroin addicts across our state.
Mr. Speaker.
The gentlelady from Frederick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Talked a lot about this year. Heroin overdose is quite the topic. Back in Frederick County, we have developed task forces. We have developed parental awareness programs. And we talk about the expense. We talk about the cost. Well, I want to tell you firsthand about the cost of the overdose and the deaths. Because I can tell you any parent that has come personally to speak with me about the death of their child and their heroin abuse and the stories that I have listened to for the past year from parents as we started to develop these programs, do you know what those stories were? Delegate Schultz, I didn't know why my son or daughter was traveling to Baltimore City all the time. There is a problem. It's not just in Frederick County, it's across the state. But I can tell you that their children died because of the abuse of an illegal substance. And we are here to promote that. Yes, there may be costs as far as taxpayer dollars. I agree to that. But I want to tell you about the human cost, and that human cost is real. Children have died. Parents don't want the ability for their children to make it easier for them to overdose on an illegal substance. I'm urging a red vote on this bill. Thank you.
The gentleman from Baltimore City.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I just wanted to clear up a couple of things, misnomers, I guess, that you've heard on the floor today. With especially a comment made regarding Baltimore leading the nation in infectious diseases. That's simply not true. When this bill was introduced for the first time 20 years ago, that was the case. That was certainly the case. And we were afraid that the use of drugs, intravenous use of drugs, as well as the problem with different sexual, transmission of the drug. We thought that Baltimore would certainly have a problem with an AIDS epidemic. In fact, the chairman of our Baltimore City Health Department at that time predicted that there would be an epidemic. But since then, in the 1990s, when we've had this needle exchange in place, the actual numbers have gone down continually. As the chairman of the House and Government Operations Committee has said, the Baltimore City delegation met several times with the Baltimore City Health Department about this issue, about the change in the one-for-one to the one-to-almost-unlimited needle exchange. And we were given information from other cities that had introduced this that it even decreased even further the incidence of drug-related infectious diseases in their cities from 53%, as the chairman said, back down to 12% this year. The main question about the bill is whether or not we think, as a delegation, our delegation, our delegation could tell stories like the delegate told a few minutes ago, almost man for man, woman for woman. But we sat, we listened to this bill, and we found that Baltimore City would be way better off if we're able to get more people involved. The key part is that more folks come to get drugs. They come, I mean, to get their needles. And they come to get drug counseling. And there are many, many more contacts because of this than we ever would have had if this needle exchange program were not in effect. Not only does it cut back on the amount of bad needles or dirty needles being out there, but it's actually cut back now on the number of folks doing intravenous drug use because they are involved in counseling on a regular basis. We have contact with them on a regular basis, and it's part of the plan that we have in Baltimore City to cut back on drug use. We know we got a problem, and we've been dealing with this problem for 20 years, and this is one of those tiny baby steps that we take to try to help solve the problem. So I would ask everybody here to consider what we've known for 20 years and to help us use some of the steps that we've been taking. It's a public health problem that we have, and we're trying to solve it in that manner. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.